This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
West has made new Trump statements. They're at InfoWars.com. We'll be covering it coming up in this segment. Roger, I'll talk about this next segment with you, then I'll let you go and I'll open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast. But we've got hackers that have broken into Larry Silverstein's law firm about the insurance and about Building 7. And I'm just saying, if I was the president, why go through the declassification process? Just to have people release it, which we know folks can do. Looks like that's happening now. He's got a lot of cards to play that are outside of their orthodoxy. And like Trump said, just sit back and relax. He seems very confident about what he's about to do.
Well, he looks to me like a man who knows what cards he's holding. He just hasn't shown them yet. And I still think he has the whip hand. Meanwhile, you have these Democrats off to the races. First of all, who announces their candidacy on New Year's Day? No one in their right mind. The worst news day in the world. And then a front page story today on Joe Biden. Now, Alex, I read the story twice. No mention of the fact that Joe Biden's son got $1.5 billion for his investment fund from the Chinese the day after Joe Biden left China. Just think if that had been Donald Trump Jr. It would have been in the headline. So the fake New York Times, once again, already beginning to cover up for the Democrats as they try to prop up what I think is an extraordinarily weak field of candidates to take on Donald Trump.
Let's finish up on Mueller. I mean, they admit he has nothing. What do you expect in his final report?
You know, it's very, very hard to see. You notice the way in the Michael Cohen matter, they took the Russian real estate deal and tried to elevate that simply to get the word Russia into the headline for the more casual reader and viewer who then looks at it and says, oh, well, they have Trump on something regarding Russia. No, nothing illegal there. I think more and more Americans know, and I think they're about to find out graphically, that the whole Russian collusion narrative was meant to be a distraction from their illegal use of FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump's campaign and their illegal use of the FBI to infiltrate Donald Trump's campaign, including the use of an agent named Henry Greenberg, who was sent to me in May of 2016 in an attempt to compromise Donald Trump and myself. So that is where the deep state does not want to go, and that's what will come out of this. They are the criminals. They are covering up.
So let me ask you this question. We'll come back more and talk about it. But what's going to happen with Mueller destroying evidence? Giuliani pointed out that's criminal.
It's a superb question. I keep wondering what Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is doing. I'm not sure what he is waiting for. You're right. The president's kind of like a Cheshire cat. He's sitting back there holding his cards. He knows what they are. What I don't understand is when he is going to play them. Remember, Devin Nunes has the security clearance to have seen all this material. He has literally begged the president publicly to make it all clear. My guess, and this is conjecture, but pretty good based on the Peter Stroke emails, it goes all the way to the top. Not believable that Susan Rice and John Brennan and James Clapper were illegally using FISA warrants to spy on Americans who were working for Donald Trump without the approval of the big enchilada himself, Barack Obama.
And that's why the whole deep state is in such a tizzy right now. I want to come back and forecast then how you see Russiagate ending, the next cards you see them playing, Roger, and then first broadcast of the year. I'm going to open the phones up. Take your calls, ladies and gentlemen, to give us your take on what you think President Trump should do and where you think this country's going. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. All this and more straight ahead. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone, the man of the year, 2018-2019, demonized the Russian agent, the mastermind. It's all down to did he perjure himself about connections to WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks has said no connection, no proof of connection. There never was a connection. I was there saying, why won't you talk to us? Why don't you talk to Roger? Roger's like, well, I know a talk show host. He talks to other lawyers. They say it's going to be big. But, the Pentagon Papers, journalists can talk to whoever they want. So everything, this giant two-plus-year red herring, hoax, canard, smokescreen, elephant in the room, now rest on him, and then right on time, Dr. Jerome Corsi. The treachery of Jerome Corsi is the article on InfoWars.com. I don't want to get into this. I want to get into big picture 2019, but why is this so important? To quantify it in my own words, he's trying to create a land bridge saying, well, there wasn't a connection with WikiLeaks, but Stone wanted a cover for it when at the time you made those statements, you were begging WikiLeaks to talk to you. It's ridiculous.
There's nothing to cover for. That's exactly the point. Look, 2019 is about impeachment. Don't believe those pundits who say the Democrats won't go there, because they will. Because you see, George Soros demands it. The financial sources, the people who feed Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and their caucus demand it. And you saw their trial run in the wake of the Michael Cohen campaign finance violation material. Adam Schiff saying Donald Trump is going to spend time in jail. Really, Congressman? BS. First of all, I'm not even sure it's a crime. That was their trial balloon. Do they really think that they can impeach the president over a minor campaign finance violation? Barack Obama took in $84.5 million in illegal offshore cash. We didn't impeach him for that. So it's an admission. They have no Russian collusion. They have no WikiLeaks collaboration, even though, as Rudy Giuliani pointed out, it's not clear why it would be illegal anyway. But that doesn't mean it happened, because it didn't. They have no high crimes and misdemeanors. So they're going to have to try to invent something. And that's why Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the F troop taking over the House, they want to look into Donald Trump's
And we're going to talk about that in a moment, because you predicted over a year ago, if they get the House, they'll start a bunch of investigations. 84, they're saying. So they're going to try to hopefully segue from Russiagate to all these other fake investigations and people they can dragnet, people they can find dirt on and say, turn state evidence, we'll put you in prison. And this is completely transparent. Get false testimony against the president. But here's Michael Moore over the weekend saying he can't wait to see the Trump family in orange jumpsuits. Then why doesn't Trump go on the offense when we have the Democrats by the small hairs? Here it is.
What are your what are you most looking forward to in 2019?
As many members of the Trump family in orange jumpsuits as possible.
That seems mean-spirited. That is really the wrong way to end such a festive time of the year with such animosity toward those who would do wrong to this country.
I mean, you're not alone. I will say that there are many people anticipating, actively looking for criminal indictments of people surrounding the president, which is not a crazy thing, given that we know that John Jr. has told people that he expects an indictment.
Yes. And Jared. And on and on. Listen, here's probably what won't happen, because especially New Yorkers know this, because Trump got away with everything for like 40 years.
He's been getting away with things for decades.
Yes. That streak shouldn't end this year, more than likely, because I think Trump has always been careful to be not in the room when the crime is being committed. Hmm. And so...
That's interesting. You think he's canny enough?
No, yeah. Oh,
you
I
do.
Think he's very canny.
I
when the crime is committed, Roger?
Well, I mean, if you want to find Russian collusion, it's pretty simple. All the Democrats need to do is look in the mirror. If anybody belongs in an orange jumpsuit, Hillary Clinton and Bill and James Clapper and John Brennan, Susan Rice. We can point to hard evidence of crimes that they violated that are open and shut. Donald Trump Jr. attended a meeting with a Russian lawyer. Explain which law that violates. Read the code section to me that violates. That would be none. Take a mighty large orange jumpsuit to get Michael Moore in it, I must say.
That'd be an orange whale.
It would be.
So where do you expect this gut level, all these fake investigations to go now?
House Intelligence Committee, pardon me, the House Democratic Caucus is going to vote articles of impeachment on Donald Trump, regardless of whether they have any evidence that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. You heard it here first. The more they soft pedal it, the more I am certain that it will happen. And it is not 1974. They don't have a completely complicit, monolithic media to push their narrative. I urge Republicans in the administration to regard their subpoenas the way Eric Holder regarded subpoenas from the House Republicans. Tell them to shove it. They did it. I didn't see the New York Times wailing about his violation of the constitutional law. So I don't view their House majority, in all honesty, as legitimate. They won it with stolen voters. They don't view President Trump's election as legitimate. I don't regard their election as legitimate. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Roger, you're right, though. They can't help it. They're going to have the votes in the House and the judiciary to start the impeachment and to get the indictment in the House. It'll go to the Senate and fail. But just as sure as the sun came up, they're going to have a bunch of show trials and then run impeachment right into the 2020 election.
Well, I'll tell you what I did learn in the Kavanaugh matter, and that is in the Kavanaugh conundrum where they completely falsified information regarding Judge Kavanaugh, they were far better at mobilizing their people for civil disobedience than we were. We can't make that mistake again. Folks, we don't advocate violence, but you can show up at your congressman's office. You can hold a vigil. You can let him know that you've caught him. You can crowd them and let your opinion be.
And by the way, Roger.
Hypocrisy, by the way.
The average Christian, the average nationalist, the average conservative sees Senate buildings and House buildings, the Capitol, like it's God. You don't go there. Roger and I went there peacefully, totally took it over. Why let a bunch of George Soros-funded turds run it when they have these next impeachment hearings? Everyone, they're going to have giant lines. I'm going to lead it. We're all going to be in there peacefully and lawfully documenting what's happening.
If I had to point out the highlight of 2018, it was watching Ted Deutch and Eric Swalwell run from you like cockroaches, run like scared children, unafraid to engage in any kind of civil debate, just run like children. See, they love to defame Alex Jones or Roger Stone in front of the cameras. But when it comes to actually being confronted and being asked hard questions, which you'll never see from Chris Hayes, for example, they run like the vermin that they are.
And boy, they really do. I mean, they would start running, and the police would say, impeding a member of Congress is a federal crime now. I didn't impede them. The left can, like, shriek and yell and throw. No, we're calling for violence. We're calling for letting, I mean, imagine if conservatives and Christians actually go to these hearings. We never do that. Don't go protest at the mall. That's like the bug zapper. Everyone goes to the mall. Go to Congress. Go to the Senate, people. Go to their local offices. Do it.
No, actually, you shouting questions at them was a complete exercise of your First Amendment right. And the Capitol Hill police Nazi who was yelling you and pushing back on you has it backwards. It's called democracy. Ted Deutch doesn't have the cojones to face you, Alex. He likes to badmouth you in interviews and talk about taking your guns, but he won't go mano a mano with you. Hey, Deutch, you're invited. Come on InfoWars anytime, any place. Go head to head with Alex Jones. I dare you. I challenge you.
They won't go head to head with anybody. They just rig these interviews. Roger Stone, great job. We'll talk to you in the war room coming up today, 3 o'clock Central. Don Schroyer. Oh, by the way, got an update on David Knight and his heart attack when we come back. Thank you, Roger Stone. Phone calls coming up. Stay with us. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us. 877-789-2539. Your call straight ahead.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Get serious. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I guess right now. And I guess next segment I'll get into this. But there's a new article up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And I knew where this was going. And I was told a couple months ago when Kanye came out and said, I've been duped. I've been manipulated politically. I don't want to be involved in either party. I just want to free people. He was talking about Candace Owens. And I'm not putting Candace Owens down, but she's the one that had said the design was his and that he'd done it. And it wasn't true. So he got really pissed by that. But then I talked to some folks that work with Kanye, and they said, no, he's still 100% with Trump. He just is tired of the politicos and the Republican Party trying to use him, which is what I figured myself. I mean, he's friends with Trump and friends with Trump like 15 years. So that's the reason he likes Trump, is he knows Trump's the real deal before he was ever involved in politics. But he's come out and supported Trump big time for 2019. And a little birdie told me exactly why he did that. In fact, I was told about a week ago, I said, look for Kanye to come out and support Trump again. And you know why, right? We'll talk about it next segment briefly. That story's up on InfoWars.com. We've got George and Leonard, Michael and Carlos and Chris and Doug and many, many, many other people. Who's been home the longest here? We'll just get the number out. So I guess George in New Mexico. George, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get your take on the military tribunals and the preparation for Gitmo. What is your take on that?
Well, first off, George, I can't think of a better first call. You're the first caller for my show in 2019, so congratulations on that front. This is a very sophisticated, complex, deep issue. These people deserve to be sent to Gitmo. These globalists are traitors, they're enemies. And the whole Q thing put out a lot of stuff that was accurate at first. They got more and more inaccurate as it got infiltrated and taken over. But Trump is getting ready to declassify documents publicly and through other means, as you're now seeing. And those documents are on InfoWars.com, the latest article from Zero Hedge. And so we are not in Kansas anymore, as they say. And it's not like we want to arrest a bunch of globalists. It's not like we want confrontation. They're already captured the country. They're already involved in all this oppression. So the question is, what do we do judiciously to respond to something that's treasonous? And I think that's open for debate, but we counter the censorship with antitrust legislation. We counter the corruption with anti-human trafficking legislation, which Trump's done. And we, the people, get really aggressive politically, legally and lawfully, to push back against the bullies, the globalists, that are going around harassing everybody that's trying to restore the country's command and control to the country. So that's what I think. What do you think, George?
You know, I don't know, Alex. I mean, I do research on this military tribunal and the preparation of Gitmo. I heard they sent this huge, massive ship on its way over there. But, like, at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I'm wondering, do you really think, I mean, this would be something that would happen? You know, like, I know there's the whole cute thing, and then, you know, but sometimes I just wonder, like, is this really something that will really happen?
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I appreciate your call. The whole Q thing's not going to happen. Sessions would never be removed. Mad Dog Mattis, Eyebag Mattis would never be removed. He was. Kelly, never will be removed. They were. They were globalists. I knew this from the beginning. I was told this, brought in by Stephen Bannon. They were traitors. And they're gone now. And now you're seeing Rand Paul advise the president. You're seeing good things happening. You see the whole media system against him. So if you actually arrested a bunch of globalists, they would then sabotage the economy. They would then try to tank everything. Trump's got to slowly do all this. But always this magic thing of we're going to shoot UN troops in the head. No, we're not. If we're not going to get politically involved before that, we'll never pick up arms we need to later. And then the whole idea about Gitmo's coming. They're all about to get arrested. That's meant to keep us in our seats, believing we're winning, so they can bring the president down. It's like the Q people showed up at Broward County, where the police stand down. They work for Hillary. Bunch of Democrats. And the vice president gets off the airplane, and a guy has a little Q sticker. And Q runs it and says, look, we're with the vice president. Q, Q. The vice president took the tweet down. Because it's a Democrat deep state globalist operation. That doesn't mean you're bad if you were involved in the Q thing. It tells you what you want to believe. It was the head of Nazi propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, that famously wrote, you don't want propaganda to be too sophisticated. You want it to be super dumbed down and easily believable in what they want to hear. See, that's the opposite of what we do. We put out the real complex stuff that's going on and say, we don't have all the answers, but here's what's going on. What do you think? They go, oh, the whole government's been taken back. Everything's fine. Sessions and Mueller are good people. Everything's going to turn out okay. And by the way, Alex Jones needs to be arrested. Even though InfoWars built the platform with our audience to launch Trump, I saw countless YouTube people go, I used to like Alex, but now I'm with Trump, and Alex needs to go to prison. Trump says so because 4chan and 8chan say they are Trump, and they say arrest Alex Jones. It's like that Naked Gun episode 2 or whatever, where the star of the show is like, kill such and such at some famous baseball player. I mean, it's like mind control. It's like, Alex woke me up, but now he must be destroyed. He is the enemy. He is the problem. And it's like, wow, whoa. Like, those people have seen Trump on the air with me. They've seen Trump's advisors on. They've seen us break hundreds of big stories. But it doesn't matter. Because there's like something so sexy about, I got a secret communication from 4chan. Alex Jones is the enemy. And Sessions is going to soon arrest them all. And, well, Sessions stood down in a major complex foil, everyone. So, no, the truth is they're shutting down the economy. They're getting ready to kill Trump, take us all out, unless we stand up. There's not some magic carpet of, you know, Q going to save us. There's your answer. See, you know my name. It's Alex Jones. You don't know Q's name.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A number that is hard to believe considering I never get fair press or good press. How do I have these numbers and I get bad press? Because people see the job we're doing. People see the gasoline is way down. And the reason it's way down is because I called up some of the OPEC people. I say, don't do it. You know, if you look back a few months, gasoline was at $83 a barrel. That was going to be bad. And it was going to 100, and some people were saying 125, Rick. And I made calls. I say, you better let that oil, that gasoline flow. And they did. And now it's down to 44.
And I put out a social media statement yesterday. I said, do you think it's luck that that happened? It's not luck. It's not luck. I called up certain people and I said, let that damn oil and gasoline, you let it flow, the oil. It was going up to $125. If that would have happened, then you would have had a recession, depression, like we've had in the past when that happened.
That Senator Romney's aware of. Why do you think he's going to come around and become a team player?
I don't know if he's going to become a team player. I hope he does. If he does, I think it's going to be better for him. I think people are very upset with what he did. He hasn't even gotten to office yet. And he was very happy when I endorsed him. So, you know, I don't know what changed other than we've succeeded in many of the things that I said we were going to do. And let me tell you, we're succeeding in others. We're really succeeding in things that people thought were impossible to do. So I think that Mitt Romney hopefully will be a team player. And if he's not, that's okay, too. Look, I handle it. I mean, I just got rid of, I wouldn't say that. They say they retired. They say that Bob Corker retired. They say that Jeff Flake, wonderful guy. I never even met him, and he's hitting me. He was going to tell people how to win in 2020 because 2016 can't. He wrote a book about it. Didn't work out too well, that book, because we won in 2016 because we didn't want to wait till 2020. So Jeff Flake is now selling real estate or whatever he's doing. He'll probably go to work for CNN. That's my prediction. Bob Corker, unfortunately, you know, had a good relationship. Then he thought he was going to get some publicity for himself. And his ratings tubed, where he couldn't have come in fourth in the primary. He was going to be a senator. Bob Corker was going to be a senator for another 20 years. And then for some reason, he hit me because he thought it was going to be good publicity. It didn't work out too well. So, with Mitt, I hope he's a team player. But if he's not, that's okay, too. I will tell you, we have some great Republicans. And if you look at the way they're standing up for border security, you'd be very proud of them. If you're a Republican or if you're a person that loves our nation. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, President.
You just heard the President of the United States there in the Situation Room talking about everything from border security to his decision to pull troops from Syria in the cabinet room today, addressing DHS officials and the cabinet, even addressing Mitt Romney's recent scathing remarks about the president. We're going to bring in now Chris Starwalt, Fox News politics editor and the co-host of the I'll Tell You What podcast, to react and also talk about some of the other happenings in Washington today. Chris, first I want to ask you about the president pushing back against Democrats. He said that.
All right. We are back. We're back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I wanted to discuss with you a great difficulty. I did an analysis about 4 months ago based on the wall. And the unsung difficulty that President Trump has been having with the wall has not been addressed in the context of the drug deals and the cartels. The business of drugs entering the United States has never been greater than now. Actually, Colombia is producing tremendously and Mexico as well. And it turns out that if you look at those politicians in Mexico and in the judicial system in Mexico, many of them internally are saying the wall is the greatest thing that could happen because we'd be able to clean up all the problems we have here with the cartels. Whereas the problem seems to be that an equal number in the United States are facilitating the transfer. And as long as President Trump is not able to stop those components in the U.S. side who are corrupted, and their campaigns have been financed for many, many years, since the 70s, by the cartels, these individuals will oppose them at every turn because they have, essentially, they cannot turn against those who have financed them for so long and then retiring and hope to die in bed. So he has to deal with individuals who will vehemently oppose him on having any way of building the wall, which would be good for both sides, the United States and Mexico, in the drug context.
Well, I think you're right, Carlos. And again, the globalists are assaulting nation states. They're assaulting borders. So the symbol of a wall to stop all that and to say we have a country and to stop huge hordes coming over to try to break the wall to bring down the sovereignty is absolutely clear. I appreciate your call. Good to hear you here on the first of the year. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Christine in California. Christine, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is Facebook. I got kicked off Facebook the same day that you did, so I take your deplatforming very personally. And the reason that I got kicked off was because Match.com has a backroom deal with Facebook to prohibit any other advertisers in the dating space unless they're properties owned by IAC, which, interestingly enough, Chelsea Quinton is on their board of directors and has profited pretty significantly from that relationship. And I'm just wondering if you'll be talking more about some of the other industries that are being deplatformed, not just because of political reasons, but because of corporate monopolies.
Well, we knew that's the case. Once you get Facebook and Google, who control basically 90%+ of internet activity, they're going to then be paid off to create monopolies in every industry. Once you let them seize control of communications, it's 2+2=4. And I have seen news articles about monopolies and everything, where you can't even pay to advertise your mom-and-pop tire shop or your restaurant or your mom-and-pop hotel or your smaller dating service because the big combines come in and they get exclusives, and then you get denied from 90%+ of the market. That's called definition of a monopoly.
Right. And what are some things that we can do about this? I mean, I've been a matchmaker for 15 years, and my business has been completely destroyed. There are other friends I have in the industry. For example, the owner of Conservatives Only has a great online dating website and can advertise as well. They won't take his money. They won't give him any reason, which, of course, we know the reason's the backroom deal. But these smaller guys and people like me are just shut out of the market. And then we have people who are really wanting to find someone. But if you go, for example, on some of these conservative and niche dating sites, there's so few subscribers that are so geographically.
Sure. Let's be clear. The leftists are controlling mating, courting, breeding. Every facet of civilization, because we had, you know, before we had letters, we had smoke signals, and then it became telephones, and then it became email, then it became social networks. And now by blocking everyone out of there, for those that don't know, everyone I know that's a conservative, a Christian, a veteran, whatever, the algorithm looks at them and who they are and what they are, and it's already a social score. They're then denied access to the marketplace of ideas. This is already here. The Chinese social score is already here. So, Christina, send us an email at showtipsinfowars.com. Come on as a guest. Tell us what you think we should do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you heard it here first. The interview's already happened. Kanye West and Joe Rogan. The interview's happened. It's going to be airing in the next few days on the Establishment Podcast, the Safe Establishment Podcast. The woke one, Kanye, is, I guess, going to go on there. Talk about his new love of Trump. You know, he never really backed off Trump. He just simply said that Candace Owens did not speak for him. He's now come out again in a big tweet storm, other statements saying that he's 100% behind Trump in 2019. But there you go. Tomorrow's news today, Joe Rogan, safe space for folks to go on and talk about big issues of being woke when you're not supporting Hillary Clinton. That is coming up with Kanye West. So everybody should be ready for that. Infowars.com article right now. Trump all day. Kanye celebrates New Year's by reaffirming support for the president. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your phone calls. And again, my beef with Joe Rogan is not that he told me, oh, I'm going to have you back on the show in September of last year, but that he repeats Soros talking points against me when I've had conversations with him and said, listen, I don't need to come on your show. It just hurts to have you sit there and say the attacks word for word off a script. But that's what he does. So people see through it, though. It's just a very sad situation. Let's go ahead and go to Leonard in Michigan. Thanks for holding, Leonard. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Happy 2019. I hope you and your family have a good new year.
Thank you. Back at you.
And calling with product testimonial as well as a question. I am a medically licensed healthcare provider, and this past fall I was out hunting, and I did get a deer, and I took a huge gash out of one of my knuckles on one of my fingers, and I put some of your silver wound gel on it and never had to go to the hospital, never had to do anything else, just put some, cleaned it off, and then put some wound, silver wound gel on it.
Well, just so you know, that silver wound gel is private labeled from the top FDA authorized, approved thing they use in hospitals. And we sell it for less than they sell it to hospitals. So ours is private labeled, the best silver out there.
Yes, and I would recommend everybody have some of that, you know, in their house just in case of an emergency. And my question to you is, last year, I don't remember exactly when it was. It was when the show was still on YouTube. I was watching live one day, and you were talking about, you know, WikiLeaks, the Podesta emails, things like that. And then one of your crew members accidentally put up on screen an email that you didn't want shown, one of the WikiLeaks emails. And I paused the video and I looked at it, and it was just all like walnut sauce, walnut sauce, walnut sauce. I love walnut sauce in this email. And then you got pretty mad, and you were like, I didn't want that on the screen. Take it off the screen. We're going to do a big rollout when the time is ready.
So my question to you is, what you were saying broke up. You said blah, blah, blah. What were you saying?
The email that you didn't want on the screen kept talking about walnut sauce, and you got mad, and you were like, take that off.
Oh, yeah, walnut sauce.
We're not ready
yet. Walnut means brown people, yeah, in the FBI's pedophile index. Yeah, no, I mean, here's what happened. Okay, you talk for 50 hours about this, 100 hours. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, back when we were covering the WikiLeaks emails that had them dead to rights, they created the whole pizza place thing and diverted everyone and got their own people on 4chan talking about it, just like QAnon, to then focus in on the pizza place where the stuff wasn't going on. Well, there was some weirdness, granted, but there wasn't a basement, all that stuff. So they would divert all the stuff in New York and D.C. over to this pizza place. And I just didn't want to put up the names of little kids that are in those emails. Anybody can go read them for themselves. And I just don't want to half-ass cover something is what I was doing at that time. Because, I mean, this is the tie that binds. This is what they're doing. This is their operation. And this is who we're dealing with. And so people that serve this system, whether they're pedophiles or not, are aiding and abetting it. So I don't remember that exact show, but I remember telling people, I don't want to get into the Podesta emails unless we do a whole hour on it. Kind of like I want to get back into Breitbart's death. But I told him today, I said, listen, just because we're doing a bunch of research on this, I don't want to do Breitbart until we really do it right. I don't want to just half-ass say this or say that. I want to send people to his grave. I want to go talk to the coroner's family. This is dangerous stuff. I want to invest in this. This is important. Breitbart is worth this because I think they killed him. And so that's basically where that comes from. I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I mean, I'm no private investigator. I looked into those emails. I looked into the people that were talked about in the emails, and I don't know if you can allow.
Sir, I've interviewed people that have emails and photos with these people, okay,
yep,
talking about having sex with kids. Believe me, I know. It's bad. And the average person that isn't even, you know, we think of it as naughty if we drink three beers and drive home. These people are raping children, okay? And we have a blind spot. It's like we're just not in that world. And it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing because we're blind to it. And I appreciate your call. You know, you don't come back from stuff like this, Leonard. I've never come back from any of this because I don't just hate the globalist. The general public that sits there and acts like a bunch of sheep make me mad. All right, Leonard, thanks for the call. Who's up next here? Cody in Montana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Jones. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to run a quick idea by you. I saw how effective that you and Roger Stone were on Capitol Hill when you're going after the Google guy. But since you guys are so effective in that physical space, would you have any ideas about maybe starting an InfoWars lobbying firm or like a foundation of some sort to do a lot of outreach like that?
Well, you know, I don't have the money to do stuff like that. I have attrition, employees that have heart attacks or employees that have to take care of their moms or dads in hospital or, you know, that like some of my best crew are like, oh, their dad's sick or you know, their mom's sick or, you know, they get an issue. So I'm just trying to stay. If everybody could start a TV network, it'd be easy, or radio network. But absolutely, I want to do all sorts of stuff, Cody.
No, I hear you. Well, just want to tell you thanks again for the products, and we're out here spreading the word for you in Montana, so we're praying for you as well.
Thank you. Now, we should create a foundation. You're absolutely right. Let's talk to Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I got bumped a couple times, and I have a lot of things that I'd like to cover. And I just came up with a couple of new hashtags while I was on hold, and that is wean the screen and start eating heart. And you can make some really good Texas heart chili. And this is a follow-up to I don't care how healthy you think you are and how young you are, but I want to reach out to the InfoWars crew, and you're invited to visit North Lake Tahoe. And I'd love to, you know, give you some chiropractic applied kinesiology or, you know, whatever it takes. And as far as the fentanyl and the melamine, anything that was made in China should have stayed in China. And I just want to thank you for covering the 5G, the wireless, the Wi-Fi, and being a good example. And just God bless you guys. You know, I'm heartbroken over the suffering that your crew members have gone through. And I would like everyone to reach out to get into your local cable access studio and start making things happen. And just go for it. You know, once you kids become 18-year-olds, just go get it and do your best. It won't return void. And just thank you so much. And here's a big hug and high fives. And just keep kicking their butts.
I will, Dr. Kelly. You make a great point. When you go out to a meeting or an event or access television or local radio or whatever, the universe all of a sudden kicks in. That it's that intention you have is really what's magic. It's that action. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour, we've got key information. Dr. Nick Baggett's coming up. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, we've got the War Room, 3 o'clock today, Central. Sorry to Michael and Doug and Mark and Adam and Jefferson. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get to you. Thank you all, the crew. God bless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stress is a